Dr. Pinsky dictating the Mount Lyman, May 30, regarding Joseph Joubert, J-A-U-B-E-R-T. Joseph Joubert is a 45-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-24-20, but he was moving an aerial duct reel, shifting it from side to side when his left knee popped. Brady did go to an Inspire emergency room afterwards, period. With this and further evaluation, Hanger sends his final diagnosis to be a torn anterior cruciate ligament, repaired surgically in September 2020 by Dr. Dwyer. Brady has completed his course of active treatment, period. In paragraph, treatment records show the petitioner was seen by Dr. Dwyer on 8-23-21 for reevaluation of the knee. Video status post left knee arthroscopic ACL reconstruction utilizing bone-tendon-bone allograft, comma partial lateral meniscectomy, comma and lysis of adhesions on 9-25-20. Period on 6-14-21, he underwent a dipamedrol and lidocaine injection to his knee and a wraparound knee brace was dispensed. Video was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period on this visit, he denied any new injury or treatment to the knee, but still had pain as well as swelling and clicking. Period. He also had a history of right knee arthroscopy and bilateral carpal tunnel releases, the latter of which were done in June and July of 2020. Period. Dr. Dwyer noted clinical exam is benign other than subjective pain. Period. In reviewing the operative report, he had no arthritic disease. Period. Dr. Dwyer simply did not know why he was having issues, so a repeat MR arthrogram of the knee was ordered. Period. He was allowed to continue working full duty. Period. In paragraph, the MR arthrogram was done on 9-16-21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Dwyer reviewed these results with him on 9-20-21, period. On that occasion, he identified defect of the articular cartilage, period. There was no evidence. I'll scratch that. Physical exam was unchanged, period. There was actually a small 8mm by 6mm medial trochlear defect that appears almost full thickness on the sagittal images. Period. He did not see this defect at the time of surgery. Period. They discussed treatment options, including possible surgical intervention, period. Dr. Dwyer was skeptical about the improvement that might be achieved with doing same. Period. He also was unable to correlate this defect to the original injury since it was not seen on initial MRI or at the time of surgery. Period. He concluded it was more probable than not that this issue occurred after his surgical procedure. Period. Regardless of whether his treatment continued under workers' compensation or private insurance, he was suspicious that the petitioner would have a poor result. Period. He then deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He had a final visit with Dr. Dwyer on 10-18-21, period. On that occasion, range of motion was 0 to 135 degrees with mild crepitus, period. His exam was stable and he had adequate strength, period. in addition to the global complaints of pain, he also had a number of other mental and physical issues going on at that time. But he was out of work for anxiety and depression. Pitt exam found no effusion and only mild weakness with minimal retropatellar crepitus. Pitt has excellent extension and flexion with a rock solid Lockman. Pitt, there were negative anterior drawer and negative pivot shift tests. Pitt, however, there was global tenderness essentially everywhere. Pitt, Dr. Dwyer reiterated, he did not believe the medial trochlear defect seen on recent MRI arthrogram is causally ascribable to the initial work injury. There is no issue with his ACL reconstruction either clinically or by MRI arthrogram. Mr. Joubert explained he was out of work predominantly due to mental issues and he was going to apply for Social Security disability. He was deemed to have achieved a treatment plateau. Dr. Dwyer did not restrict him at work in any capacity and discharged him from care. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee with an associated 1-inch somewhat longitudinal scar at the inferomedial aspect. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. There was chafing of the right knee. The portal scars on the right knee were not visible. Active left knee motion was from 0 to 75 degrees. Although he sat comfortably with the knee at rest, flexed to 90 degrees. Full extension was achieved actively. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. There was superficial global tenderness palpation about the left knee, but there was none on the right. He was unwilling to participate in provocative maneuvers at the knees. Thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He had an antalgic gait on the left. He was able to walk on his heels, but had difficulty walking on his toes. He changed positions fluidly and squatted to 45 degrees. He did complain of ongoing lumbosacral problems from before the subject event. Impressions. On 8/24/20, Joseph Joubert reportedly injured his left knee when he was moving a duct. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer and underwent surgery on 9/25/20 to be inserted here. He followed up on 8/23/21 and had a corticosteroid injection. He still had global symptoms about the left knee. Accordingly, a repeat MR-arthrogram was done on 9/16/21 to be inserted. Dr. Dwyer reviewed these results and tried to correlate it with the clinical exam. The latter did not identify the chondral defect seen on the MRI. This anomaly was not seen at the time of surgery either. Accordingly, Dr. Dwyer opined it was unrelated to either the injury or his surgery. During his follow-up in 2021, Mr. Joubert related he was going to apply for Social Security disability due to mental health issues. He currently does admit to suffering from depression, anxiety, and bipolar disease. But he is also a recovering drug abuser. In the paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the left knee. That did not correlate with that found by Dr. Dwyer upon discharge. He ambulated with an antalgic gait on the left, but did not utilize a handheld assistive device. He was able to squat to 45 degrees. appeared he was unwilling to participate in provocative maneuvers at the knees. Appeared to a superficial global tenor to the palpation about the left knee. Appeared in your paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. End.